Let's go to the KRDO Newsline. Speaking of that, John Decker is joining us right now, reporter John Decker. First of all, good morning, John. This Apple monopoly lawsuit is kind of interesting. The State Department issued this statement on the iPhone monopoly, supposedly, that Apple is engaged in a broad, sustained, and illegal course of conduct when it comes to their product. What does that mean? And let's get into this. What's the latest on this story?
Well, the DOJ announced this yesterday. They're joined by 16 other states in suing Apple. They say that Apple, over the course of the past decade, has engaged in what they refer to as monopolistic practices. They say that Apple, through what it has in terms of its market share, 65% of the smartphone market makes their phones such that they are sometimes incompatible with certain apps and certain functions that apps have. That, they say, is a monopolistic practice. That's the reason for this antitrust lawsuit. Apple says that it will fight this antitrust suit vigorously. This will likely take years to get resolved. And certainly Apple, with a $3 trillion market value, certainly has the wherewithal to fight this against the DOJ and those 16 other states.
And you would imagine everybody, you know, knows this, that Apple is denying any wrongdoing, but blocking competitors from accessing hardware and software features of the iPhone, isn't that just simply a byproduct of the product?
Well, that's what Apple argues. Apple argues that is their business model is to make their products like the Apple Watch compatible with its smartphone, the iPhone, and its computers. That's the way they've built their entire product base over the course of its entire history, its founding. And so that goes to the heart of Apple's technology. It goes to the heart of Apple's business practices. And the DOJ, the Department of Justice, yesterday in a conference call, when talking about how this gets resolved, did not take off the table the idea of breaking up Apple in the same way that Ma Bell was broken up in 1982 by the Department of Justice. I don't know if that will happen, but that is something that is a threat coming from the Department of Justice.
And the Department of Justice, I mean, it has been attempting to do this also with Google. I mean, they're clearly going after companies that they think are too big, thinking they need to break them up into smaller, maybe more manageable, less omnipotent groups, right?
Well, that's right. At the same time, they argue they're not talking about just simply being too big. They're saying that this has harmed consumers, that this has harmed developers and content creators. That's the reason why Merrick Garland, who announced this massive lawsuit yesterday, says that this lawsuit was brought in the first place. And he ticks off all of the reasons why that is the case. This is something, of course, that Apple says flies in the face of their entire business practice that they've had since Apple Computers was founded back in the 1970s. And since then, they've seen a variety of products that have been embraced by Americans, not only Americans, but worldwide. Apple is ubiquitous in every country that you can think of. But it's been in the crosshairs of regulators, not only here in the U.S., but also in Europe. In fact, just earlier this month, Apple forced to pay a $1.8 billion fine to European regulators for its practices as it relates to music streaming on the iPhone. So certainly iPhone is in for a tough battle against the Department of Justice.
Yeah, this is a story that definitely has legs. And as you mentioned, it's going to take years to play out. Reporter John Decker, thanks for the time. As always, great information.
Absolutely.
Have the best of weekends. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.